Hello, I'm Noah Davidson, servant and apostle of the Lord Jesus Christ, ministering locally to the body of Christ in Dallas, Fort Worth, Texas, and sent by God to you. I'm making this audio from the office in my home in Plano, Texas. I would like to speak to the people that believe the gospel, that walk in the gospel. Back in 2004 or 5, probably 5, I was praying when the power of darkness had come upon my ministry. I was attacking all, and I was in great distress. And God gave me some scripture, and I think it was 2005, and I want Kathy D. to share them with you. They're out of Hebrews chapter 10. She's going to read them, and I'm going to comment, all right?
I'm going to start in verse 26. For if we sin willfully, after that we have received the knowledge of the truth, there remaineth no more sacrifice for sins, but a certain fearful looking for of judgment and fiery indignation, which shall devour the adversaries.
Thank you, Kathy. I think that was 2005. The power of darkness was great against me. The people that I taught the word, walked with, prayed for, cast the devils out of them, provided money for them, so forth, were just ridiculous. Yielding to the devil. I was distraught. I was unhappy because of what I was hearing that was going on among people that I taught. And things since that time, I've just uncovered more things, wicked things against me. Amazing. But God gave me these scriptures one day, and Kathy read them. I'd like for her to read them again, folks. I am a servant of God. I'm not just a piece of meat, a hunk of flesh. I am a man that walks in the power of God. Galatians 2:20. I'm a man that walks this way. I am crucified with Christ. Nevertheless, I live, yet not I, but the life, but Christ lives in me. The life that I live in the flesh, I live by the faith of the Son of God, who loved me, gave himself for me. Amen. I live by that faith of that crucified man. I'm not one of your people that you think, if you don't like what I say, you can tell me to go to hell. But when you tell me to go to hell, you're telling God to go to hell. It's about time some of you listen. I realize my speech is rather plain, but I'm a plain-spoken Southwest Missourian from the Show Me State. Yeah, I think they took that off their license because they probably don't say they want to be anybody to show them anymore because Missouri's full of sin, too. But there's no more. Would you read that again?
Sure, verse 26. For if we sin willfully, after that we have received the knowledge of the truth, there remaineth no more sacrifice for sins, but a certain fearful looking for of judgment and fiery indignation, which shall devour the adversaries.
Notice, willful sin. No more sacrifice. Willful sin. No more sacrifice. But what can you look for? Judgment. Judgment. Look, folks, you didn't know that a prophet came to your house and taught you in your houses from house to house. you never considered that the prophet and teacher came. You just thought, just another man. And I can do with him whatever I want. I can sin against him anytime I want to and never have to pay. Because he's just another man in the flesh, not knowing and not believing that I was a prophet. Amen. So, over the past 10 years, great pressure has come upon my soul. And my eyes have grown dim because of the sin of God's people. The sins of God's people. And it grows, my eyes, my vision grows dimmer and dimmer because of the wickedness of God's people that I'm ministering to. But I refuse to be blind. I refuse to be blind. Whatever it takes for God to deliver me, that's what I want. I will not be blind because of your sin. You're a bunch of Philistines. Amen. And you sin willfully anytime you want to. And there's no repentance whatsoever. The book of Galatians, the Apostle Paul ran into this type of sin. And I'm asking Kathy D to read from this fourth chapter of Galatians. Is
yes.
that right?
Yes.
Read it.
Verse 13. You know how through the infirmity of the flesh I preached the gospel unto you at the first. And my temptation, which was in my flesh, you despised not nor rejected, but received me as an angel of God, even as Christ Jesus. Where is then the blessedness you spoke of? For I bear you record that if it had been possible, you'd have plucked out your own eyes and have given them to me. Am I therefore become your enemy because I tell you the truth?
The Apostle Paul's eyes were greatly impaired because he told him the truth. Same thing happened with me throughout the world. I told you the truth. You didn't like that. You didn't like that at all. You didn't like me. You hated me. You hated my message. You hated God. You still hate God. Because you rebel when I confront you about your sin. You're highly offended that I confront you about your wicked sin. And you say, I'm hard. I'm hard. And that you can't bear what I say. That's your joy. That is your choice, whether you can accept the words of God and repent of your wickedness, or whether you choose to go to hell. You're not smart. You're not wise at all. But your wickedness. Many of you, your wickedness have hindered my vision. I will not always allow you to trouble me by attacking me and resisting me and saying, I'm hard, now don't have any love, and I'm not God, not of God. Now I will not always put up with that. Amen. God will not require me to always put up with it. But in Galatians 6, I believe, the Apostle Paul writes what happened to his vision. Would you read it together?
In verse 17, he says, from henceforth let no man trouble me, for I bear in my body the marks of the Lord Jesus.
Right. Men have troubled me. I bear in my body the marks of the Lord Jesus. Men have troubled me with their stubborn, rebellious pride, wickedness. My vision has been greatly impaired. I'm born that infirmity of the weak, but God cannot always expect me to bear the infirmities of the weak when they are wicked and live to do wicked works against me. God, being just, cannot always allow that to come down on me and destroy me. No, God will have to rise up and destroy the wicked. Amen. Kelly, where are we going later? The Apostle Paul right here, 2 Corinthians 12, he talks about it becomes, here's what you do. Well, I say the same. All right? Let's go.
Verse 20. For I fear lest when I come, I shall not find you such as I would, and that I shall be found unto you such as you would not, lest there be debates, envyings, wrath, strifes, backbitings, whisperings, swellings, tumults. And lest when I come again, my God will humble me among you, and that I shall bewail many.
Bewail. Humble me, Paul said. Humble me, Noah. And I shall bewail. Make many mourn. To mourn. For these reasons. That's it.
Which have sinned already and have not repented.
Sinned already and have not repented. Oh, well, I quit doing that. I don't do that today. That's not repentance. That is not repentance. Repentance is by the Spirit, and it produces godly sorrow. Would you turn to 2 Corinthians 7 about this? We'll be back to 12, right?
In chapter 7, verse 8. For though I made you sorry with a letter, I do not repent, though I did repent. For I perceive that the same epistle hath made you sorry, though it were but for a season. Now I rejoice, not that you were made sorry, but that you sorrowed to repentance. For you were made sorry after a godly manner, that you might receive damage by us in nothing.
Notice that. You receive no damage from me. Let's go.
For godly sorrow worketh repentance to salvation, not to be repented of, but the sorrow of the world worketh death. For behold, this selfsame thing, that you sorrowed after a godly sort, what carefulness it wrought in you, yea, what clearing of yourselves, yea, what indignation, yea, what fear, yea, what vehement desire, yea, what zeal, yea, what revenge. In all things, you have approved yourselves to be clear in this matter.
You have not repented. The law made you feel guilty. for the law makes everyone feel guilty. You have not repented at all. You were just overwhelmed with your guilt. But not to believe the word of God, the gospel of Jesus, but to feel sorrowful. It's so sad. And, oh, I feel so bad. That's not repentance. That's good old religion. Feel sorrow, cry, wipe the tears. You've heard me talk of this for years. Well, that's not repentance. You have not repented. It says there in 2 Corinthians that you repent and you need not to repent again, but you let the sorrow, godly sorrow, that brings forth salvation. Not go to some dumb wooden bench or some stupid crusade and stand there and cry, oh, I feel so bad because I've been committing this and committing that. That's not repentance. Repentance is godly sorrow unto salvation that needs not to be repented of again. Oh, I will never do what I've done in the past again. Oh, that's the law, stupid. Well, yeah, that's the law, stupid. How could you be so wise and so stupid at the same time? I don't know. Let's go back to 12. Amen. 2 Corinthians 12.
Right, verse 21. Lest when I come again, my God will humble me among you, that I shall bewail many which have sinned already.
Humble me among you, and I shall cause you to mourn. Mourn of your sin. Mourn of your sin. Next.
That have not repented of the uncleanness and fornication.
Right. Not repented of your uncleanness, your wickedness. Why? Quit it. That's not repentance. Repentance is Romans 2:4. Goodness of God that leadeth you to repentance. And when you have been led to repentance, you won't resist the Spirit of God reminding you how you sinned. You had your fornication. You enjoyed it. You loved it. A lot of sin. Big pleasure. You enjoyed all of it. Amen. What else?
And lasciviousness.
Lasciviousness. Excess of everything. Oh, you love it. Excess of buying and selling. Amen. Hallelujah. Next.
That lasciviousness which they have committed.
That it?
Yeah.
End of it. Well, saints, as an apostle, prophet of God, I warn you now, consider the words that I have spoken, and God will give you understanding in all things. God bless you. This is Doyle D. Davidson speaking from his home, Plano, Texas, on this night. Good night.